Well, friends, we're now in the public session, and we will have three reports. The reports of the Chair of the Due Process Oversight Committee, then Hans' report, and my report. Please, Jim, you have the floor.
Very good. Thank you, Michelle. I appreciate it. I'm delighted to provide the report of the Due Process Oversight Committee. We did have our meeting yesterday. And again, just in terms of the highest level objectives, we are very focused on making sure that we contribute to preserving the independence of the board, and then also that there's a consistent commitment to a thorough and complete due process for the ambition of producing high quality standards. And so as the chair of that committee, we received a report on the technical activities that have been undertaken since our last DPOC meeting. And the focus of our discussion was on the agenda consultation process. The DPOC was updated on the progress on the board's agenda consultation, and we were assured that the requirements of the due process handbook were fully complied with as they moved through that consultation, and we were satisfied that that had been met. We were consulted with respect to one focused issue, which was moving the agenda consultation cadence from being completed with input from all stakeholders every 3 years to moving that back to 5 years from the latest of the prior consultations. And we were also assured that, we shouldn't interpret from that that the board looks at its agenda once every 5 years, but rather the board reviews its agenda and its work plan at every meeting. And to the extent that there's a new project that needs to be added as a result of some emerging issues that have arisen since the last agenda consultation, the work program is adjusted as required. And the DPOC was very supportive of the proposal to move to the 5 years for the reasons that were stated in the papers that have been provided to us, and the pluses and minuses of moving from 3 to 5 that were shared with us as a committee. And this allowed us to make sure that the staff resources then became much more focused on the execution of the work plan as opposed to simply spending lots of time challenging the efficacy of that work plan. But we were, again, satisfied and supported the recommendation to move from 3 to 5 years with the additional qualification to ensure that when the work plan is adjusted that we work hard to emphasize from a communications point of view when new projects are added to the agenda. The second major item that we discussed from the work plan was focused on the upcoming deferral or other alternatives related to insurance contracts because of the anticipated difference in timing on the implementation of IFRS 9 and the forthcoming standard related to insurance contracts. Again, the DPOC was updated on the process that the board had followed, the consultation that had been undertaken, the input that had been received, and the consideration of that input from stakeholders to that standard and the implications of those varying potential implementation dates for IFRS 9 and the insurance contract standard. Recognizing that there had been some members who had dissented to the proposed standard, we asked if that dissent was linked in any way to due process, and we're assured that it was not. And that we, as a due process committee, were satisfied that the requirements in the due process handbook had been completed and that the amendments to IFRS 4 then were complete and ready to move forward to balloting. On other projects, the due process committee was assured by members of the staff that all of the due process requirements in the handbook had been completed as that work plan was moving forward. The next significant item considered by the committee was just simply the life cycle review for the insurance contract standard. Given the visibility, the significance, and the magnitude of the change, the committee was very sensitive to all of the aspects of the due process. Handbook had been complied with as this standard moved forward. The committee had previously been provided a complete report in January of 2016, and we were again provided the history of this standard from the discussion paper in 2007, to two exposure drafts, one in 2010, a second in 2013, and the DPOC noted that throughout the life cycle process of the project, extensive outreach activities have also been carried out. We reviewed all the due process steps that had been carried out on the project and agreed that the requirements in the handbook had been met. Given the high profile of the project and the controversial nature of at least some of the proposals, the DPOC again emphasized the need for a careful and considered drafting process for the standard, and we welcomed the preparation of an extensive effects analysis that would be published with the standard. The DPOC noted that at its February 2016 meeting, the board considered whether further re-exposure might be necessary and concluded that it was not necessary. The DPOC was content with the board's decision not to re-expose that standard. So in summary, the DPOC was content to confirm that all the necessary due process steps have been followed and that its review of due process of this project is now complete. The IFRS standard on insurance contracts is scheduled to be published around the end of 2016. The next significant discussion that we had at the committee focused on the IFRS taxonomy due process. The DPOC considered proposals from the staff on revising the due process with regard to the IFRS taxonomy. This has been an issue on the committee's agenda for some time. At this meeting, the staff reported back to the DPOC on the comments received from stakeholders on the invitation to comment, together with proposals on how the foundation should respond to any issues raised in the form of a draft feedback statement for publication. The DPOC discussed the proposed due process in the context of the strategy for the IFRS taxonomy and the need to guard against the IFRS taxonomy constraining a principles-based approach to the standard setting that we are obviously committed to. In light of the feedback and the staff proposals, the DPOC has agreed that the IFRS taxonomy due process should be incorporated as an annex to the due process handbook and that the existing XBRL handbook should be withdrawn. Subject to the staff clarifying the process to be followed in relation to changes affecting the technology of the IFRS taxonomy, the DPOC is content to approve the proposed text for the IFRS taxonomy due process together with consequential amendments to be made to the due process handbook. The DPOC also approved the issue of the feedback statement. And in the course of our discussions, we focused on the evolution of digital reporting, where this is going, and the potential significance of this taxonomy. And we believe that that will continue to evolve as the use of the taxonomy is expanded, as requirements are evolved, and that therefore this process we think will continue to be somewhat dynamic. But we were comfortable with where we are and agreed with going forward with the proposals that were presented. Next, we discussed whether the DPOC meeting should be held in public. So in lieu of this summary report that I'm providing now, that the DPOC would meet in public. We, as a committee, discussed the pros and cons and implications of opening our DPOC discussions and the review of compliance with the handbook and viewed again the pluses and the minuses and potential implications and perhaps even some unintended consequences of that. We didn't, at the meeting itself of the committee, develop a recommendation because we as a committee wanted to be informed by the views of other trustees. And so we did later, as Michelle will report, have a robust discussion of this as a full trustee group. But a good discussion of this as a committee, and we believe that we fully developed the pros and cons of considering that change, again, to be informed by a discussion by the all of the trustees later. And then finally, we discussed a benchmarking process for due process and what we see that is being used by other global standard setters and how are they working to ensure the high quality and complete and effective input that their standard setters are undertaking. We were provided a complete paper, but it was much more of a self-assessment than it was an external benchmarking exercise, and we as a committee agreed to, at a future meeting, continue to look at benchmarking with other standard setters. We believe in many ways that we might be the benchmark because we see our handbook quoted by other standard setters, but we will work that at a future meeting and consider whether we want to have third-party input to this assessment as opposed to our own simply limiting it to our self-assessment. And then we heard a report and an update on the consultative groups. We focused on the composition of the membership of the SME implementation group and worked to make sure that we were satisfied with the geographic balance of the group and also making sure that we had the appropriate experience coming from the participants in the group. As often is the case, we have a preponderance coming from accounting firms and preparers, and not as much as we would like to see from users, and so there are some open seats on this committee, and we will continue our effort to try to identify some users who could participate on the SME consultative group. With that challenge acknowledged, we did approve the proposed membership that had come forward for that group. And then finally, was reported to us that we had not received since our last meeting any correspondence that required attention from the DPOC. And that concludes my report. I'm happy to take comments, questions, or if there's anything that needs to be amplified from other committee members, I would welcome that input.
Thank you, Jim. Any questions or comments to Jim on this report? I see none.